Assalamu alaikum. Hey, and welcome to another episode of The Courtship Code, brought to you by Black Muslim Single Society and hosted by me, Zara J. Thank you guys for joining me for week 12, episode 12. We are 12 weeks in. Can you believe that? It's amazing to me. Seems like not that long ago we just started this podcast to bring some free content and help inform and share some information that we do with matchmaking with our singles at Black Muslim Single Society, and share with more people in the public and let you guys in on the goods. And we are already almost at the end of the year and also on episode 12. So thank you guys so much for joining me. Happy early Thanksgiving for those who are celebrating. If you don't celebrate, don't spread the hate. It's none of our business. And happy vacation for those of you who are taking a break from school. Maybe your kids on break from school. Maybe you're traveling this week in order to meet some family. So hope you guys have safe travels. Have a wonderful vacation. And thank you guys again for joining us for this week's episode. As always, make sure if you are listening on the Anchor app that you tap that favorite button so that you can have updates or notifications so you can be able to have this content without us having to always reach out to you. And then also make sure if you're listening on our new YouTube channel that you go ahead, hit that subscribe button, like, share, comment, leave us a comment, you know, jump in on the conversation. We will reply back. We will keep it going. Look forward to the comments and hope that you guys can continue to grow with us. Don't forget to invite your friends and family, anyone who may benefit from listening to The Courtship Code, that you share this information with them. Help us to spread the word, guys. We're doing this for you, for the goodness of our hearts, and we hope that from the goodness of your hearts, you will continue to spread, because we definitely need to have more information out there, more contemporary information for Black Muslim singles all over the world. We have listeners from all over, and we thank you so, 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 so much for listening. As always, you can go to blackmuslimsinglesociety.com. Go ahead, enroll in the basic profile listing if you're interested in putting your profile in the system so we can have your information. We know that you're available. We know your likes, your dislikes, all that other stuff. And we can have the information over the next 24 months to, inshallah, be able to introduce you to some potential matches. Also, you can always sign up for premium matchmaking as well by going to the website and booking a consultation to make sure that it's a good option for you. We will be announcing a Black Friday special. There's every year for Black Friday, we do a very, very low cost special for our matchmaking and for our basic enrollment profile listing. And we only offer this special once a year. So make sure that you are either on our mailing list or following us on Instagram at Black Muslim Single Society on Instagram so that you can find out about the special announcement or any of our social media, and make sure that you are ready for that, because we will be announcing that tomorrow, inshallah, so that you guys can go ahead and take advantage of that special or share with a friend who may want to have their information out there. You know, if you think that someone else may benefit, you know, someone who's looking, spread the word. Trying to think if there's anything else I want to share with you guys. Oh, December 15th is right around the corner. The weekend of December 15th, we will be in Houston at the Time to Be Grateful Muslim Journal Conference, and we'll be assisting them with their single social. So it's not too late to buy tickets to that. It's not too late to book a plane ticket, train, bus, whatever, however you decide to travel. Make sure that you do come out. You know, you've been telling yourself you want to meet someone, you want to meet someone, you want to meet someone. You have the money. You can afford the travel. Do it, right? That's one of the things we always talk about with getting more exposure, meeting more people. It's not about you being desperate. It's not about you not having, being a quality person, not being able to attract a quality person necessarily. Sometimes it's simply about giving yourself opportunity and exposure. And you never know who you may meet or who you may meet that may know someone else that you need to meet. So make sure that you are joining us in Houston, inshallah, December 15th for the single social at the Muslim Journal Conference. And you can also just attend the Muslim Journal Conference, the Time to Be Grateful Conference. It'll be a great opportunity to get out and network, meet some other Muslims. I don't care where you fall in the Black diaspora. I don't care if you're a non-Black Muslim. We have non-Black Muslims listening all the time. Hey, shout out to you too. Make sure that you show up where you need to be to make the goals that you have when it comes to your relationship goals and your marriage goals. So thank you guys so much again
for joining us. I hope that I shared everything. As always, like I say, make sure that you are following us on social media. And oh yes, I'm sorry, all over the place this morning. But I did want to also let you guys know, if you're not following us on Instagram, Instagram is one of our more social interactive social media outlets. If you're not following us on Instagram, make sure that you are following us on Instagram, because Instagram, in our stories, in our Instagram stories, that is where we share some of our current matchmaking updates. That doesn't mean that these are the only people that we're looking for. So don't think, oh, I don't live in this area. Oh, I'm not in this age group. They're not matching for me right now. That's not how it works. We do our focused matchmaking on some of our premium members at that time. That's constantly changing. It's constantly evolving. So you want to make sure that you get your profile in our system so that we know that you're available when we are seeking matches, and we can just instantly pull to see if you would be a good person for the people that we're searching for. But it's not limited to just those current match searches. But if you do want to know, hey, you know, what am I, you know, if I fit some of the current match choices that they're looking for, then you need to go to our Instagram stories. Make sure that you tell your friends to follow us on Instagram at Black Muslim Single Society and click our Instagram story so you can see updates of some of the current match searches. Like I said, it's not limited to. That's just some of the more pressing matches that we're currently searching for. So make sure that you get that information. This was a really long intro, guys. I'm sorry. I try to keep it under 3 minutes usually. But today was a little long. I have a lot of stuff to share with you guys on this Thanksgiving week. You know, it's a lot of stuff going on in the month of November. So thank you guys for bearing with me. So I did want to talk to you guys about a couple things today, but the first thing that we're going to be talking about is making sure to smell the roses while you still have them. And then the second thing that we're going to be jumping into, which is our main topic for today, will be the fact that you'll never be right for the wrong person. We're going to really talk about that because I think that it's important. You know, this is cuffing season, clink, clink. This is winter time. This is either, you know, you're booed up or you're kind of reflecting on why things went wrong after the summer, often after the summer, after the spring, or you're just kind of soaking into, okay, new year, new me. A lot of changes, like the fall, the winter. Leaves are changing, life is changing, old things are dying, preparing for the spring and the rebirth, right? So it's a very emotional time of the year, but I wanted to share with you guys and just talk with you about remembering to smell the roses while you still have them. I always speak to you guys about, you know, I'm a big pop culture fan. I have my few, you know, reality television shows that I follow, but I am a big pop culture fan and grew up listening to a lot of music, especially a lot of hip hop. You know, I love the entertainment industry. I've always wanted to do radio and stuff like that. So that's always been my thing. And for those of you who follow pop culture, those of you who are on social media, I'm sure you know that over the last week, Kim Porter, who is Diddy's, you know, long time ex-girlfriend, baby mama, a lot of things. And I don't want to hear about why do we, you know, associate her with Diddy, because that's how most people know who she is. Like, let's just face the fact. I don't know why people are up in arms about that. Deal with your own personal issues around that. But for those of you know that she just suddenly passed at the age of 47. So tragic. I mean, a beautiful woman, beautiful mother, like her children just adored her. You know, Diddy adored her. She had so many friends, so many people surrounding her with so much love. And, you know, she just randomly, just suddenly just passed, right? And, oh, that's so tragic. And as a mother and as a partner, you know, that's something that really hurts me to see someone just suffer like that, right? Someone just randomly die, and then their friends, their family, everyone is now struck with tragedy. And this happens every day, so it's not like it's something that doesn't happen every day, but sometimes those reminders, when it's put out into the media and it's so shocking, like this person was just here, they were just posting on social media, and then all of a sudden they're gone. Such a reminder for you and I to always remember to smell the roses while you still have them. If there's someone in your life that you know that you should be with, if there's something that you want, that you know you want to accomplish, I don't care if it's career, school, marriage, something through relationship, something that whatever it is that you have aspirations for, take advantage of that time while it's in front of you. We do not know when that last hour is. And some people think that, if I'm going to pass anywhere because I don't know, it's no need of getting something started and then I might not be able to fulfill it. But that is the wrong mindset to have. Whatever it is that you want, stop wasting time. Stop assuming that tomorrow is going to happen. You want to at least die knowing that you made that pure effort to make it happen, that you told that person how you felt, that you married that person, that you made that effort to get married, you made that effort to go to school or to finish or aspire towards that career that you've always dreamed of, that dream job, you know, start that family you've always wanted, whatever it is. There's always going to be downsides to everything. There is nothing that Allah has created that does not have good and bad in it. Nothing has good or bad in it. Everything has good and bad in it. So it's no point in worrying about all the negative stuff that can happen or what might not work or what might not happen, because there's going to be downsides. There's nothing that's all good. There's nothing that's all bad, right? That just comes with the territory. And if you think, let's talk about marriage, for example, if you think it's going to be all roses and candy, if you think that it's going to be easy, if you think that courtship sometimes can be a challenge, whatever it is that you're aspiring to do, there's going to be good and bad in it. But the reward and the blessings that you will get from at least trying is well worth it. So I just wanted to give you that reminder, because it breaks my heart to know that, you know, Diddy right now, he's been posting on social media and writing and stuff like that about how, you know, he loved this woman. He knew that was his soulmate. And I know that he regrets not fully taking advantage and assuming that he would always have her around. And if you are in that situation or anything, like I said, it can be any area of life, whatever area of life that is for you, that you know you're not taking advantage of the time that Allah has blessed you with on this earth to take advantage of it. Please, I urge you, live life like it's your last day. Fully show up in the moment. Fully be present. Stop thinking that you will have forever to make it happen. Whatever it is that you want in life, go after it today. Just make that decision to go after it today. Take advantage of the time that it's while it's in front of you. Don't assume that you have forever. Don't say, oh, I'll get married in 5 years. Oh, I'll tell this person how I feel in 2 years. Oh, let me get this right first. Let me get that. I'm not saying don't get your life in order, but you have to be able to find balance in working towards goals and living in the goal at the same time. But don't delay. Don't delay the blessings that are waiting for you, because you have fears in your head. You got to step on that other side of fear. And once you get on that other side of fear, it's all good. I promise you, it's all good. You just have to push yourself. But don't waste the time that you have been blessed with, assuming that you're going to be blessed with more. When we're grateful, when we show gratitude, we are awarded with more abundance, with more greatness in our lives. So if you're not grateful for the time that you're receiving, you are wasting time. If you are playing with time, if you are ungrateful with your time and you are not taking advantage of it, I promise you, you will not see the blessings that you are deserving of. And even if you're seeing blessings, that means that there's so much more waiting for you. So much more waiting for you if you stop wasting time, wasting your blessings, and you start taking advantage and appreciating what's before you. So I just wanted to share that with you. I'm sorry. I know that was a pretty long rant. I really didn't mean for it to be, but that was on my heart, and it's been on my heart the past few days because that situation really is tragic, and I don't want any of us to go through life with regrets, going through life holding back when we could be living so free and so abundant and just so full of blessings that Allah is waiting for us when we decide to fully appreciate what He has for us and to take advantage of the time that He has given us on this earth. So with that being said, let's talk about why you will never be right for the wrong person. Now, to get into the topic, right? While you'll never be right for the wrong person, and that's just the reality. Okay, I had to jump into this, I had to talk about this because, again, and I know I referenced this show and referenced these people last week, but we're going to dive into it a little bit more because there was another thing that was said in the Breakfast Club interview with Michelle Williams and Chad, whatever his last name is, from the show Chad Loves Michelle, Michelle Williams from Destiny's Child. When they did their Breakfast Club interview, there was something that she touched on that I was like, ooh, girl, yes, let me talk about that. That is a great topic for us to talk about with the courtship code, because this happens often with both men and women. But this was something that, a jewel that she dropped and something that she talked about that I was like, man, this is such a relevant thing that I wanted to share with you guys. So Michelle was talking about the fact that, you know, you'll never be right for the wrong person, and how she went through life and she went through these stages where she was constantly trying to adapt to be the person that she thought she needed to be to get the guy, right? And that's really complex. And it's complex because sometimes you gotta make changes in life. Sometimes you gotta level up, right? You have to level up who you are. That might be education, it might be income, it might be physically, right? It might be internal health, it might be mental health, it might be emotionally, it might be, you know, learning to get yourself in check. You know, one of the things that I can't stand, Lord knows I can't stand, is when you hear women sometimes say things like, I need a man who's going to keep me in check. I need a man. No, boo-boo. You need to keep yourself in check. You need to learn how to manage your emotions. You need to learn how to pull back. You need to learn how to be more respectful. You need to learn how to tune into yourself and when to be like, you know, this ain't right. I need to calm down. That's not another adult's job, to keep an adult in check. You need to keep yourself in check, right? But this is all going back to not fully knowing yourself, right? So when Michelle was talking about how she tried to be, you know, the little fasty, she tried to be the good girl, she tried to be the church girl, she tried to be this, that, and the third, in order to be the type of guy, the type of girl that she needed to be for the type of men that she was meeting. And basically who she was as a person was fluid. She was ever adapting, ever changing. And because she was doing that, she was losing herself and showing up inauthentic in her relationships, that it's like she couldn't even attract and keep the guys that she thought she was trying to attract. Now, as I said, it's complicated because you do have to level up as a person. Sometimes you have to make changes. Sometimes you have to adapt to maybe a new environment or different things in order to feel like you're fitting in, or to be able to upgrade. Like if you want to upgrade the type of man or woman that you're attracting, that might mean you're going to have to move in different circles. You're going to have to learn things or unlearn things. You might have to read some new books. You might have to adapt how you are dressing or how you're changing. But the difference is, when you're doing it solely for another person, it's coming from a really unauthentic place, right? When you're doing it for yourself, when you are in touch with who you are, then you're able to attract someone who's going to naturally gravitate towards you, who's going to naturally adore you. But when it comes to you meeting this man or you meeting this woman, and all of a sudden, you know, you find out that they're interested in holistic health, now you're interested in holistic health. Now you want to just totally dive into that world. You want to learn everything that you can. You want to be a Mr. or Miss, you know, health conscious, but it's just a phase. It's not going to last. And when you adapt yourself to a person and not adapt yourself to a lifestyle, or when you're not sincere and you're not authentic with who you are as a person, whether that's in your religious practice or any other area of life, when you're not showing up as your authentic self and you're not doing things that you actually value and things that you actually want to be a part of, then it's not going to last. And that's going to end up building resentment towards the other person. And you're going to feel like you are being talked down to sometimes, like they're being condescending because you feel inferior to them, right? That's why you're trying to adapt and trying to change, because you feel inferior. Maybe you will have some type of anger and animosity towards them. Once you've gone through the phase and you've gotten them and you've been able to actually catch what you set out to catch, but now you have some resentment towards them because you look at yourself as being different than who you truly are. You feel like they change you, but really you change yourself to get with them. We see this all the time in the Muslim community. It pops up a lot of times in marriages when people in the courtship phase are not being their authentic self. They are playing a role. They are showing up as a representation of who they wish they were, or a representation of who they think the other person wants to be with, because they're not totally comfortable showing who they really are, showing their flaws, showing their weaknesses. So they feel like they're just going to send their representative, and then they want to show up in the marriage. But the problem is, this person courted one person and then married another. And like I said, this can show up in all types of areas. It can show up in finances. It can show up in physical looks, or how someone takes care of themselves. It can show up in spirituality and religious practice. It can show up in education and intellectual interest. It can show up in so many different ways that people are trying to adapt to be who they think they need to be to get the person that's in front of them, because they see value in that other person. But if you're not your authentic self, once you get over that line and once you marry and those walls come down and someone sees who you really are, it causes so many problems. So the key to that is fully showing up in your authentic self. Now, again, this is complex. Why? Because people in this society are very out of tune with who they really are. Both men and women. You know, with Black Muslim Single Society, when we're doing our 30-minute interviews, when we get our new profile listing members, or even our premium members, when people sign up, and you know, as I've mentioned plenty of times on the podcast, if you've been to the website, every person that comes through our system must do a 30-minute interview where we ask them a lot of questions about who they are and their family background. It's a great time to get to know who these people are, who these candidates are. So we actually have an idea of who it is that we are working with for matchmaking and who's in our matchmaking system. But through this 30-minute interview, there's one question. There is one question that people always stumble on. I don't care who this person is. I don't care what they do for a living, how much education they have. Every single person stumbles upon this one question. And it's a simple question. It's a simple question, and you'd be surprised about what that question is. And I'm going to share that with you. The question that every man and woman stumbles upon when asked this question in their 30-minute interview is, what are your values? What are your values? What do you value? What are your core values? Can you give me 3 to 5 of your core values? Can you believe that that is a question that trips people up? When we ask them, tell us about yourself, that's not the question that trips people up. When we ask them about their family history, their relationship history, we ask them about relocation, we ask them about what do they think has been their greatest challenge with meeting a partner? That's not where they stumble. When we ask them, what are you looking for in a partner? That's not where they stumble. Where do they stumble? They stumble when we ask them, what do they value? That's deep. So if you don't know what you value, how can you possibly attract a partner who's going to want you for you when you don't even know who you are? If you don't know what you value, how can you ever be right for Mrs. Right or Mr. Right when you don't even know who you are? You're not right within yourself. You don't know you. Most people are like, can you explain that to me? Can you tell me what you mean by that? Can you give me some examples? Well, I know I value Islam, but I don't know what else after that. I know I value family and education, but I don't know what else after that. Well, listen here, boo-boos. Y'all might as well be shooting in the dark. Shoot your shots in the dark. Ain't no need to slide in a DM. Ain't no need to sign up for Black Muslim Single Society. Ain't no need to do nothing when it comes to matching or meeting a potential partner, because you're always going to be shooting in the dark. You're always going to be showing up inauthentic. You're always going to be attracting the wrong person, and you can never be right for that wrong person because you don't even know who you are. You're not in touch with your values. The number one reason that people get divorced is because of incompatibility. It's not about finances. Finances is a symptom. It's a symptom. Finances, yes, that is a major issue. But that's a symptom, right? Because if you don't value financial wealth or financial independence or financial stability or whatever it is, right? If you don't share that value of financial health, then that value is going to be out of sync. So then it's going to be problems, right? If you don't share the value of education, then you're going to have one partner who's all pro education and moving their family forward with education and trying to force the kids to go to good schools and good programs. You have the other partner who doesn't value it, and they're going to not put the same emphasis on it. They're going to be pushing kids towards sports or athletics or whatever else, and there's going to be conflict. There's going to be headbutting. You're going to have one partner who values religion and they really care about the practice of religion and spirituality, and the other partner doesn't. So then there's going to be headbutting and conflict, right? Now, it's not saying necessarily that you guys have to implement things the same exact way, but if the value is there, then at least you can go down the journey together. At least you have a destination. But if you guys don't share the same value, you're just all wrong for each other. You're going one way and they're going another. And that is the problem that you see in so many relationships, and why they can't get on the same page, why they can't move in the same direction, and why there's always constant headbutting, because they simply don't value the same things. But you didn't know what you valued before you set out to attract the person. You didn't even know your values. If you can't clearly identify, I'd say at least 5 to 15 core values, principles, things that keep you grounded, things that drive you, things that you know that you want for your family to run on. This is the gas in your car. This is your everyday fuel. If you don't know clearly what your values are, how do you expect to attract someone who shares your same values? You don't even know them. They probably don't know them either. So you guys are just hooking up, marrying, courting, and wasting each other's time, because you haven't taken the time to get to know you on a deeper level. And it doesn't take much. You can end this journey right now, today. You can settle this with yourself today. I want you to sit down with a pencil and paper when you have some quiet time to yourself, or you're in your car, you're on your lunch break, or wherever you are before you go to bed when you first wake up in the morning. Whenever you find that time, just a couple of minutes to yourself. Think about your life vision. Think about where you want to go in life. Think about the vision that you have for your family. I need you to become visionaries. Stop living day to day. Stop just saying, I want to get married, but you have no idea what marriage will look like for your family. Stop saying that you're not ready for marriage. You don't want to get married because you don't want to sit down and actually have a vision for your life. I need you to visualize, become visionaries. See the bigger picture. What legacy do you want to leave for your family? What does your family tree represent? What will this other person, when they come into your life, what are you guys going to work towards? What is your family name going to mean to this world? What keeps you grounded? What are the things that are important to you? And I need you to list those things out.
You should easily come up with 5. You should be able to do 10. And if you can come up with 15, that's even better. Keep going. Go to 20, go to 30, whatever that means to you.
So I know some of you are sitting there still stumped. So let me give you some examples, okay? Because I know some of y'all are sitting there still stumped. It could be education. It could be wealth building. It could be living debt free. It could be honesty. It could be integrity. It could be community. It could be charity. Right? It could be travel. Cultural experiences. Right? What are the things that you value? Those are just a few, just off the top of my head. Right? Kindness, sincerity, freedom. Right? And freedom can mean a lot of different things. For me, freedom is flexibility of time. Right? I like being able to live a lifestyle where I feel like I have control over my time. I have freedom throughout my day. It's very important to me. Maybe entrepreneurship, maybe property. You know, what are the things that you value? But you need to know. Because once you know your values, you'll start connecting with the right people. I promise you. You'll start connecting with the right people. The wrong people won't be on your radar. You'll be able to identify someone who's wrong for you, very quickly. Very quickly. You'll start to notice that some of the conflict that you're having in your courtships or in your marriage is because the values are out of sync. So now you need to have a discussion about that. Well, sister, you know, do you value financial stability? Because the way that you're spending money, the way we're talking about finances right now, it's telling me something different. Do you value Islam like you say you value Islam, or does your value just stop at the tongue? Because the way that you're living your life right now, the way that we're going about this courtship, is telling me something different. We need to have a conversation about that, because if we're not on the same page, then this probably isn't the best thing for us. But the reason why you keep running into the wrong person, the reason why you keep meeting people and keep headbutting and it's not working out, is because you are trying to force a round peg in a square hole. And you will never be right for the wrong person. Really quickly, another show that I'm a big fan of, right, is the show Married at First Sight. So now they're doing Married at First Sight, Happily Ever After, which I've been trying to catch up on, but I've been kind of just catching up on clips of the show here and there. But there's this one couple from the last season, Jeffy and Shawnice. And nice couple, black couple, African-American and Haitian. You know, Shawnice is a sweet girl, and she's a little clingy. But sweet girl, honest girl, good heart. And she's always really wanted marriage, and she went in at Married at First Sight wholeheartedly, fully wanting marriage, fully wanting to give herself to whoever her husband was going to be, and really being fully present in that relationship. But now Jeff D, on the other hand, I don't know why they matched him with her, because he had walls up. He wasn't fully ready. He had never even been in a relationship before, let alone getting married at first sight. But for some reason, he thought this would be a good idea. He thought that he wanted marriage, but he hadn't sit down and really do some of the internal work. You know, he had some childhood issues as far as growing up in a single parent household, never really seeing a solid relationship. It doesn't seem like he has a lot of good, mature male mentors and role models around him. He does have some married friends, or at least one married friend, but men need other men around them to hold them accountable. And if you're listening to this and you're a man, it's important. Have some mature, intelligent, decent black men around you that are married, that are in solid relationships, that can guide you through that, because it helps to put a lot of stuff in perspective. If you don't have that in your family, then find it in the brotherhood, the community around you. But men need other men around them. A lot of times men isolate themselves and they don't keep those strong male bonds, especially mature, older ones who can kind of look at them and look at what they're going through and being like, look, this is what it is, and give them a mature perspective. Then you need to go get that. But Jeff D is stuck on mentally he's stuck in a place where he's already committed and made an agreement, like we talked about last week with making agreements. He's already made an agreement that Shaunice ain't it for whatever reason. It has nothing to do with her. It has everything to do with him, because he came into it with these reservations, came into it with, I don't know how to open up. I don't know how to be ready. I don't feel comfortable yet. I'm not ready yet. I can't just give you me. He came in with all these mental blocks. And Shaunice is pushing and she's trying. And now she's pregnant. They just had a baby, right? It's been about a year or two now since they got married at first sight. They quickly had a baby, which was probably a mistake, but it happens, right? Alhamdulillah, it happens. But they had a baby really quickly, and through all this, they're still trying to adjust to each other, and she's still trying to get validated for the love that she has for him, but he just won't give it. It has nothing to do with her. It's not that she's a bad woman. It's not that she's necessarily the wrong woman, but she will never be right for him because he's wrong for her. They're wrong for each other. She will never be right. There's not enough loving she can do. It's not enough dressing up she can do. It's not enough kindness she can do, because they don't value the same things. They're not operating on the same page. So she will never be right for him. So if you find yourself constantly adjusting and trying to adapt to whoever is in front of you, if you find yourself constantly going through the motions, right? Constantly meeting people and, oh, you're fascinated. Oh, you're infatuated. So, okay, let me try to do this because I want this person to like me, right? That's what they try to call pick me's. I hate that term, but that's what they try to call pick me's, right? I want this person to pick me. I want this person to like me. So, you know, let me always be this way, or let me be that way, or not, let me not really express myself, or let me not share my true feelings, and let me not show them some of my flaws or some of who I really am, because I'm so afraid that if I do that, they won't like me. And we're talking about grown people now. We don't deal with teenagers, right? We're talking to your grown self, because it's a very real thing. It happens all the time, right? Men and women. Men do it very often, and women do it very often as well. So this is not gender specific, but you need to get in touch with your values, get in touch with your authentic self. You need to figure out, you know, what are the things that you value? What does love look like to you? What does disrespect look like to you? And stop going wherever the love wind blows. And you got to make that decision to get connected to who you are as a person. Turn off the TV. Turn off the radio, except for the Courtship Code podcast. Disconnect, unplug from social media if you need to. And spend some time with you. And then once you get right within, once you reconnect with your authentic self, once you are fully confident in that, then you'll be ready to attract that Mr. or Mrs. Right and stop attracting the wrong person that you will never, ever, ever be right for. And that is all for this week's episode of the Courtship Code. As always, like I said, make sure that you guys hit that favorite button. Like, share, comment, subscribe to our new YouTube channel. Follow us on social media so that you know about our current matches. And also make sure that you book a consultation or enroll with us. And stay tuned for our Black Friday special, because we need you to be a part of our system. We need to continue to grow. And we love you and we thank you so much for listening. And you have a wonderful, wonderful week. Until next time, assalamu alaikum.